Now, I was saved as a boy of 14, just 3 months short of 15 years. I was the youngest of a family of five. My mother was saved, my father wasn't. And because of that, we had certain liberties. Though I have to say, my mother always insisted that we would go to the Sunday school and to hear the gospel. And I always knew that I needed salvation to be in heaven. I had no doubt in my mind about the truth of heaven. I knew there was a hell. And I would have liked to have been saved as a young boy. I did have thoughts about it. But as years passed, and while I was saved young, I began to take an interest in what was happening around about. I attended a school in the city of Armagh, which was called the Armagh Royal School. One of the kings of England had a number of schools where his children studied. They were called royal schools. And while I wasn't of royalty, we were able to go to those schools from about 1949 onwards. In that school, I joined in with the various activities. I played rugby, and I loved to play it. My mother didn't mind that so much, but I was in another activity which she wasn't pleased with, but I was in it. I was in the boxing class. School champion 1 year and defeated the following year, but there it is, I was interested in it with all the various activities. Gospel meetings came to our city. It was announced at a conference that meetings were starting immediately. And I remember a cousin of mine who was also in these activities coming to me and saying, well, that's it for maybe 6 or 8 weeks. We'll not be allowed to carry on with what we were doing. And that was a worry. But we had to go to the meetings. I remember on the second week of the meetings, I wanted to get an excuse. I knew I just couldn't open the subject with my mother. I was in the Scouts, Scout leader, troop leader, and I arranged with a companion to call for me. I said, now you make sure you're there at 7 o'clock, and I just by chance will be at the door. Don't come before it, don't come after it, for if my mother opens the door, you will be, as we would say in Ireland, you'll be chased. She will not have you. And that would be it. And he came right on the dot. And with all sincerity, he told me that he was sent with a message that I had to go to the scout meeting that night. And it was a very earnest minute or two conversation. The mother was listening, said nothing. And I said, well, if I have to go, I have to go. And I slipped away up the stairs to change into uniform, not making too much noise, not attracting attention. I just wanted to get out and slipped down the stairs. And as I was going out through the door, my mother was standing. And she looked at me and, well, there were tears in her eyes. She said, well, you've chosen the world just like the rest. I looked at her and I went on, but I might as well have stayed and have gone to the meeting. For in the scout meeting that night, as the other lads were learning various activities, and I have to say, in those days, the scout meeting was really like school. But as the other lads went on with their activities. I remember the words of my mother coming back. And I said to myself, but I don't want the world. And I don't want to be like others. If there's salvation, I'm going to go for it. And I say to you young people in the meeting tonight, this would be a tremendous meeting if you were to get saved, but it would also be a great meeting if you would set your mind on obtaining the salvation of your soul that will deliver you from going down to hell. Now, I was miserable that night. I stayed in the scouts. I'd have been too late to go to the meeting. I was saved the following week. I'm going to tell you how that happened, but before I do so, after I was saved, I went up to the preacher, for he wanted to know how I got saved. The late Mr. Hutchison, father of Jim Hutchison, who preaches over in the north of Ireland. And he said to me, before you tell me how you got saved, I want to tell you what was your first gospel meeting. And I was interested. He said, last Sunday night. Now, I had been attending the meetings for a couple of weeks beforehand. He said, last Sunday night, you were listening. Now, let me say, as I look down my audience tonight, I think you all are listening, but I can remember as a lad, when I had to go to meetings and not interested, the gospel hall in Armagh was sheeted with boards, and I used to count them left to right and right to left, and if I didn't get an even count, I'd count them over again, would look at the clock and wonder what was happening. Was the clock stopped? If you got a fly going up the wall, that was even another attraction. Anything to pass time. But on the night, that Sunday night, the preacher said, you were listening. I said, that's correct. I said, I went to that meeting with the desire to be saved. Now listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you. You and I discovered, I believe wholeheartedly, salvation is a simple matter. But I discovered there was an opposing force. And it wasn't just as simple as I imagined. You know, a person said to me once, you don't have to worry about it until you're dying and there's only believing. Well, don't you leave it until such a moment. I really sought salvation, and on the Tuesday night going home, arriving in the home, it was January, and I remember sitting looking into the fire. There was no central heating in those days, 1952, and you can calculate from that. I remember thinking, it would be a terrible business if I land in hell. Now, I wasn't seeing the flames of hell, but I remember the thought coming into my mind, terrible to lose my soul. And we would like to say to you tonight in this meeting, it will be a tragedy if you die and miss salvation. I say something else. It would have been better if you'd never been born. And I go even further. And parents with children not saved, while I say this, they'll understand what I mean. It would have been better if the little white coffin had left the home, and you under the sod, and live and die and wake in hell. Not only doomed but damned. It's a reality. And I hope tonight in this meeting you'll get your eyes opened to see the importance of getting this matter settled. For I can tell you, and I maybe didn't emphasize it sufficiently, but when I was about 8 or 9, I would have loved to have been saved. When I got to be 11 or 12 or 13, I began to want what the world was offering. And I got attracted to it, but I thank God that through the words of my own mother, I got to see that the world was empty and I needed salvation. Wednesday night, still not saved. Thursday night, I waited to speak to the preacher. He quoted verses to me, and John 3 and 16 was one of the verses. I could have quoted it for him, but somehow or other I couldn't understand how I could obtain salvation. Thursday night it snowed. Seemed to me there was heavier snow on those days, and we would have gone out onto the highways with our sleighs when, of course, the police weren't watching. Irishmen are generally law-abiding. But if the police come, we would have had to move, and some of the lorries going up a big hill, if they could have got a chance, they would have driven over our sleighs because we were making the roads like a bottle and so on. But it had snowed heavy, and this chap came to me and he said, "We're going out tonight with the sleighs, you'll come." And I had a good sleigh, held about six people. And I just said, "No, I'm going to a meeting." And he just turned and walked away. He didn't want any other explanation. But it was maybe not a big decision, but for me it was. It was a crossroads. I decided, no, I'm not going. And I would have spent many a night with them, but I'm going to a gospel meeting. The meeting ended, I still wasn't saved, and I wanted to speak to the preacher again, but he advised me to go on home and give me scriptures to read and send two lads with me who had just got saved. And they were making salvation very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I couldn't see it. And I was really involved with thinking about the amount of faith. How can I get enough faith to believe this? I was getting over. And we reached, about 9:45 at night, we reached the spot where the two boys were turning to go home. And one of them quoted John 19:30, "It is finished." And I walked on my own. They were away going back. And it just came in a very simple way. It is finished. The work's finished. God is satisfied. And I'm satisfied too. I remember just shouting to them, "I said, I've got saved." And I went on home. There was nobody there. My mother was still on the road. I knew afterwards that they had met her, but as I stood in the sitting room, the words of John 3:16 gave me the added confirmation. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." Now you say, that's not where the verse ended. No, that's not where the verse ends. But that's where I stopped that night. And the thought entered into my soul, I'm never going to perish. I'm never going to be in hell. I heard the front door opening. My mother came in. She said, "Did those boys talk you into anything?" I said, "No." And I told her the simple story of conversion. You young people in the meeting, older ones, not saved, not with the without the assurance of salvation, on this 26th day of July, 2009, you set your heart on obtaining salvation. Salvation is available, thank God. It's through faith in Christ. It's not the amount of your faith. It's the work that he accomplished. For when the Lord Jesus cried, "It is finished," he was announcing that there was nothing to be done. That God was completely and entirely satisfied, and his blood cleanses from all sin. And you could be saved tonight, if you really wanted it. You know the reason that you're not saved? Because you've never really wanted it. Now you may say, "No, I would love to be saved." No, I have to tell you, if you want to be saved, God's not playing with sinners. You know the way we play with a child. God is offering. You know, in Brazil, where we've been preaching, they have a habit of saying, "Well, if God wills, I'll be saved." We say, not at all. God does will it. God is offering it. It's for you to take it. You could get it tonight by taking in the blessed, glorious, soul-saving truth that Christ died for our sins. And shall we pray?